Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Top Stories. It's producer Chris. Boris Johnson was rocking the boat in August 2019. What a boat rocker he was. Andy was joined by Alice Fraser and Mark Steele to discuss whether the Prime Minister was pro-rogue or anti-rogue. We all know which.
Top story this week. And, well, we're going to have to start with the state of British democracy. Parliament is being prorogued, which was a word that, frankly, no one had ever noticed until recently. Mark, I'm hereby appointing you our constitutional affairs correspondent.
Well, it's perfectly normal, apparently. This is, I mean, exactly. Nobody's ever prorogued anything, have they, at any point? Has anyone, oh, I've gone and prorogued me keys again? No one's ever done that. And now this whole business, which does seem to be shutting down Parliament for several weeks, for all that, and the bit is that such a lie that, oh, it's just normal procedure. That's all we'd be doing, just normal procedure to shut down at the most historic point when Parliament would be discussing things. And it's such a naked open lie. They've left 3 days left to discuss it, and even that, on the Tuesday they'll say, oh, we've released some leopards into the House of Commons, but this is perfectly normal procedure, we won't be able to discuss anything today. And the day after that, Ian Duncan Smith will be sort of coked up sitting there smoking a crack pipe with a flamethrower with a Stetson going yee-haw, shooting anyone who comes in, and they'll say, this is just normal procedure. This is no way, absolutely ridiculous. The opposition will say this is anyway to Brexit, and it's just. But the other side is just seems to. I think they've got a little bit more of a sort of gumption about them, but just so much they're doing that they're trampling over anything to get their way, and the opposition's going, oh, I don't know what to do, really. Maybe if we come up with a legislative whatnot and put it as back of the sort of bill to cleaning, dry cleaning bill, we can maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe if we set up a national government of cookery in which Dominic Grieve takes charge of Brexit and John McDonnell makes the omelette, but Plaid Cymru won't go along with it because they want a leak. And Corbyn's insisting on a marrow from his allotment. I don't know. And they're just, they've got to get some gumption about them, these people. But that's clearly what he's doing. He's barely, you know, they're barely concealing it when their lies are so black. You know, when Reece Mogg's going, we have to take power back from the elite. As I said this morning in Latin before my daily joust.
So, well, he was one of the ones that said this is just perfectly normal procedure.
As though that man knew anything about what was perfectly normal.
And perfectly normal for him is getting his children to recite the entirety of Virgil's eclogues before they're allowed breakfast. So.
Well, I think it's fairly simple. Like, on one hand, an unelected man has asked an unelected woman whether he can shut down the government so he can get what he wants on the premise that it's what the country wants, which is a fair enough point if you truly believe that the country knows what it wants, knew what it wanted when it asked for it, and will not regret it once it's irreparable, which arguably it already is. That said, I do sort of get why Leave voters are only getting more and more furious. It's like, if you're complaining to your parents about, I don't know, having to practice the piano, and your parents are like, well, do you want to quit then? And you say, actually, yes, I do. And your parents say, no, you'll regret it. It's really useful later in life to understand how to read music. And you go, I hate it. I want to quit and play computer games with my friends. And they're like, but you're really lucky your school offers a free music program. And you're like, I want to fucking quit the fucking piano. And they're like, it's for your own good. And then all of a sudden, it's less about whether or not the piano lessons are worthwhile and more about the fact you're not being allowed to leave. And then you burn down the house.
Yeah, well, it's our precious democracy in action. Prorogue, coincidentally, was also on Boris Johnson's Tinder profile. but you know, we are taking
back... Come on, he's an amateur rogue at best.
We are taking back control of the quaintly British parody democracy that we hold so dear. But all this talk, we're a democracy-loving country. I think our attitude towards democracy is, I guess, like when you meet someone who says, yeah, my great-grandmother, I love her dearly, she's still alive, amazing, got all her faculties. You must come round and see her one day, and you go round to visit, and the great-grandmother is chained to a radiator in a dungeon, naked, but for the mouldering remnants of a gimp outfit, saying, am I still beautiful? And then your friend says, well, she needs watering, and then wazzes powerfully into her sunken eye sockets before grumbling that she fails to express the requisite level of gratitude. That's basically our relationship with democracy.
I think Corbyn said a very similar thing.
It's been described as a full frontal assault on democracy, full frontal and politically priapic, with the robotic flame-throwing cock of cynical opportunism strafing democracy in its private parts. It's all just further indignities for this. Well, as I've said before, it does make you want to go round World War cemeteries knocking on graves and apologising.
Well, Matt Hancock said during the election campaign for Tory leadership, he wrote to all the other candidates to implore them to specifically rule out that they would do this, because he said it would bring shame on the war dead.
Yeah, he said it would go against everything that those men who waded onto those beaches fought and died for.
Yes, and now he's done exactly that. But people have said he's a hypocrite, but I don't think he is, because I think he really doesn't like those people who waded onto the beaches, because they were fighting for democracy, which he's clearly not a fan of. So I don't think he's a hypocrite at all. I think he's been unfairly maligned there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And it's very much about how you interpret these things. I mean, Amber Rudd similarly said the idea of leaving the EU to take back more control into Parliament, and then to consider the idea of closing Parliament to do that, is the most extraordinary idea I've ever heard. But extraordinary can mean many things, can't it?
Yes.
You know, we saw Ben Stokes for England.
We will come on to this.
And I've been incredibly disciplined to have got, I don't know how long we've been recording for, 15 minutes in without even mentioning, probably the greatest moment in the history of human civilization.
Well, you are wearing the T-shirt right now that says, everyone, let's talk about Ben Stokes.
That's not a T-shirt, Alice, that is a tattoo.
I wonder why it had nipples on it.
I'm taking back the nipple.
I remember when I was about 14 and I was talking about cricket in the class with a kid just before the lesson started, and one of the hard kids come in and he heard this and he went, oh, for Christ's sake, Steele. He said, I bet your balls have got seams round them. And I often look back at that. I think that was actually quite brilliant.
Yeah.
For the days of eloquent bullies.
But we will come on to that. But I think the opposition is... Haven't we? That's what I was told.
Yeah, good.
No, the opposition to it, I said there's the official opposition. Oh, I saw Joan Swinson, the Liberal woman, because they're sort of, they're going, oh, our entire raison d'etre, the reason why we exist is to oppose a no-deal Brexit. That's all we ever want to do. But if it means sitting next to Jeremy Corbyn, then I'm not going that far. I'm not making that. And she was on Newsnight, and she was on for about 10 minutes, and all she went on about was about how this was putting the Queen in an awkward position. Gee, and that's reasonable because of all the things that are going to happen, people without medicines and vital supplies and our democracy being trampled on. But the main thing is that Her Majesty had to spend 10 minutes this week Googling prorogging when she was looking forward to an episode of Pointless. And that's the main thing, you stupid twat. Is it any bloody wonder that they're getting away with it, you great, stupid, steaming twat? And then there was Plaid Cymru at one point. Oh, I don't know about not being Corbyn's good. Oh, fucking bad! Just vote to stop it. That's all you've got to do. Yes, but he don't know that we know. Oh, what if he doesn't see it in Welsh as well? Oh, no wonder they get away with it. Oh, you great useless wazzocks. All you've got to do is sit together for 1 minute and go, well, we're going to bring... There's more of them if you add in all the Tories who've said that they would do anything. No, but of course, as you say, you know, they're all... 3 weeks ago, I would gladly Velcro my own children to a barbecue and grill them while adding in extra lighter fuel, rather than have no-deal Brexit for a minute. Well, yes, but on the other hand, I don't like my children. And all they've got to do is vote against it to bring him down. It's not that hard. That's all they've got to do this week, turn up and vote a no confidence thing.
Well,
isn't it?
One hand, yes, we could use the tools of democracy to fight this democratic battle. On the other hand, people are calling each other traitor on both sides. The Remain voters are calling, you know, the Leave voters traitors to the idea of decency and common sense, and the Leave voters are calling the Remain voters traitors to the idea of England. Never have I seen the word traitor thrown around so much without a guillotine present. And I'm just saying, I've said it before, I'll say it again, bring back the murder dome. Maybe tank ball, just fight it out like men.
Oh, what would happen in the murder dome?
Well, you'd get your two champions. You'd get Boris Johnson with some sort of spiky ball on a stick.
All right.
And then you'd get Jeremy Corbyn with, I assume, another spiky ball on probably a locally sourced stick. And then they would just fight it out, and whoever won, won.
Oh, right, what, like in the Mad Max?
Heads on a spike on the Tower of London.
Thanks, Buglers. Sick of politics? Go listen to The Gargle now, where Alice Fraser gives you all of the news and none of the politics.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.